So we continue today in the halachos of Birchas HaShachar, Simin Mem Vav, Sif Tes, in the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah on page Ayin Hay. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Lo yikra psukim kodim Birchas HaTorah, af api sho'omram derech tachnunim. It is appropriate to refrain from reciting psukim before one recites Birchas HaTorah in the morning, even though one is only reciting those psukim not as a form of learning, but rather as a form of supplication. Others say, on the other hand, that since the psukim are not being used in the context, or not being recited in the context of learning, rather in the context or as a form of supplications, therefore it is permitted to go ahead and read these psukim before Birchas HaTorah. But the Mechaber writes that it is good to pay heed to the first opinion and not to read any psukim prior to reciting Birchas HaTorah. Hago, aval minog kisvara achrona. But the Rama says, practically speaking, the minog is like the first approach, namely that we recite psukim even before Birchas HaTorah, as long as they are said in a supplicatory fashion and not as a form of learning. Shahari b'yimei. Now, where does the Rama get this from? Shahari b'yimei. Sorry, turn the page. Shahari b'yimei aslichos. Mispalalim aslichos. Va'achar kach mevarchen al haTorah im seder shara brachos. So, because again, the Rama comments and he says, because if we look on days in which we recite slichos, so you know, normally again we go and we say slichos first. Slichos is filled with different psukim, but those, and then we only say Berachas HaTorah later on. But since the logic seems to be that since those psukim are being recited in a supplicatory nature, a supplicatory form, therefore again it's not a problem. Similarly, every single day when we come into shul, some of the customs to go ahead and recite a certain number of psukim or supplications, and only then do we recite Berachas HaTorah. So therefore, the Rama really comments on this idea that as long as psukim are recited in a supplicatory nature, therefore, again, it is no problem to recite them even before Birchas HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he says in Sifka and Chav Zayin, he says, Haslichos, ulefima shekasav likamei dayom nagu levarech Birchas Ramiyad achar Birchas HaShayatzar, velo lomar shum psukim etchila. Actually, before we read the Mishnah Berurah, let's finish the Rama. So the Rama says, venogu lesader Birchas HaTorah miyad achar Birchas HaShayatzar ve'in l'shanos. The Rama says the custom today is to go ahead and recite Birchas HaTorah immediately after Asher Yatzar, and one should not deviate from this. V'tov lomar b'shachris achar shema Yisrael baroshim kevo machusol li'olam v'ad. And writes the Rama similarly again, when one says Shema, it is good to go ahead and after you say Shema Yisrael Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to recite Baroshim Kivod Machusol Li'olam Vo'ed. Why? Ki lefamim shomim kriya Shema likroso shlo bizmano v'yotzei bazeh. Because at times, again, a person delays in reciting Shema even past its appropriate time, and one could still be yotzei like this. So now let's catch up in the Mishnah Berurah. Haslichos, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chav Zayin, ulefima shekasav likam dayom nagu levarich berchas HaTorah miyad achar berchas HaShayatzar velo lomar shum psukim etchila im kein sviralan dein lomar psukim afilu derach tachnudim kodim berchas HaTorah im kein liyesh linogen gam ki miaslichos lomar berchas HaTorah kodim aslichos ula dalga achar kach. So this is very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah says, based on what the Rama says, that our contemporary practice is to recite Berachas HaTorah after Asher Yatzar, so in reality one should try to avoid reciting any psukim before, even in a supplicatory fashion, before reciting Berachas HaTorah. V'achar kach mevarchim chav ches, shekol zehu me'ikar adinu, kamo shehevi zeh bebeis yosef b'shem ariel, shekin aminag ba'ashkenaz, u'mesayim al zeh harama, v'nagu l'sadeh, rotzu lomar, shekayom nagu ha'olam l'hachmer k'divri ator, shelo lomar shum psukim kodim Berachas HaTorah. So again, the Mishnah Berurah reinforcing this point, where the Rama tells us that the order is to recite Berachas HaTorah after Asher Yatzar, and this indeed is the accepted practice, and therefore one should avoid the recitation of any psukim, even for a supplicatory purpose, prior to the recitation of Berachas HaTorah. Skip a little bit of the Chavtas, Miyad Achar, Veish Umrim de Berachas Elokai Neshama Smucha le Berachas HaShayatzar, Al kain yivarech birchas Torah achar alokai neshama. The kasav azer primagadim dinar nara pashte. Another interesting idea that the bracha of alokai neshama, since it begins without a bracha, without a baruch ato Hashem, so therefore we juxtapose it to the bracha of asher yatzar. Therefore we say asher yatzar, then immediately afterwards alokai neshama, and then the rest of birchas haTorah from there. Bishachris sifka in lamid. Vafilo mashkin mem baboker hashkin ba'omrim kriyashma kodem amuda shachar tisham bevade in yotze bazei de kriyashma afapike noagin lesayim acharav baruch shem kivod avamashom konishta ba besrascha kasuv leimor shema Yisrael. So again, the Ramah just points out, excuse me, Mishnah Berurah just points out that even those who get up very early and are reciting Shema before Alos HaShachar, before dawn, which of course does not satisfy your halachic responsibility, still say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Vaed. Why? So remember, so the Ramah said, because sometimes we delay in the recitation of Kriyas Shema to the point that it said Shalom Bizmano. What does this mean? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Aleph Kilafamim Perish Mishum Delafamim Shom Atzibor Lachin Yomar Bechol Pam Baruch Shem Kivol Machusol Liolam Voed. Debelo Baruch Shem Kivol Machusol Liolam Voed Lo Nira HaKriyas Shema Rak Yisipor Dvarim. See, interestingly enough, the idea over here is that without Baruch Shem Kivol, it looks like one is just reading a pasuk, one is just reading Shema, in order to show that ultimately, again, it's a true mitzvah. So one goes in and adds in Baruch Shem Kivod Machusol Yolam Boed. Ach Yechavin Shelo Lotzeis Ele Imkein Yoreshat Sibor Yavru Zman Kriyashma. Aval Kishelo Yavru Muta Lotzeis Yide Kriyashma Mat Sibor. Shebet Sibor Yikra Kola Shlosha Parshios Ubechosek Moshe Tiknu Chazal Chathilo. Ubemakom Shereshat Sibor Yavru Zman Kriyashma. Yechavin Libo Kedin Kriyashma Vichavin Lotzeis Bozeh Mitzas Asei De Kriyashma. The mitzvah d'oraisa kaimolon b'simin dalet sif simin samech sif dalet u'mitzvos richos kavana v'yish om shikra kol ha'parsha b'shona v'yosir tov sh'az yikra kol ha'shlosha parshios kimo shakasav ha'prichadosh kedei lahaskir tiyas mitzrayim bizman kriyashma u'bechai adin b'chlachas din zayin hiskim la'prichadosh. So remember again, so what the Mishnah Berurah is commenting on over here is that this is a circumstance where ultimately again one is concerned that the tzibor is going to go ahead and daven past Zman Kriyas Shema. So therefore, again, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Beis Shelo Bizmano, Tahaynu Achar Shalosh Shos, Sha'avar Zman Kriyas Shema, Va'adayin Lo Avar Zman Birchas Kriyas Shema, Ad Sha'arviyas U'tul Kaman B'sim Menuchas, Aval Moyorish Atzibor Yavru Gan Zman Birchos Kriyas Shema, Inu Lahamtin Aleim Klal, Ki Yafsid Al Yadam Abrachos, V'gam Azman Tfilo, Shugam Kin Lecha Etchilo Rak Arba Shos, Kaman B'sim Beites, Ali Yikra Bizmano, U'birchose, B'birchose, V'ispal V'ichidi. So remember again, the Mishnah Berurah's point over here is that one is reciting Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed in a particular circumstance. And in this, so we'll say, just to clarify again, in this case over here, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, is dealing with a case where one is concerned that the tzibor is not going to make Zman Kriyas Shema. Therefore, what he's referring to over here is the recitation of the shortened Shema in the paragraph of Li'olam, in the beginning, right after Pesukei Dezimra. So what the Ramah is commenting over here, he says, if you see that the tzibor is going to be a little bit delayed, and one is concerned perhaps about Kriyas Shema, then at the end of the day, one should say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Vo'ed after that shortened form of Shema in the Olam, as this makes it into a full unit of Shema. However, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, that's only true if what? In Lamed Beis, Dahainu Achar Shalosh Shos, Sharvazman Kriyas Shema V'adayin Lo'avrazman Birchas Kriyas Shema Ad Sha'ar Revi'is. So remember again, this is assuming that the tzibor is going to be a little bit late for Zman Kriyas Shema, but if one is concerned that the tzibor is going to be so late that even Zman Tfila will be missed, so in that case one should daven ahead in order to be able to recite both the Shema and more importantly the Shmona Esrei in the right time. V'yotze bozeh lamed beis Ayn bedago mervava vechim bechidush Rabbi Akiva Eger shekasud bechol lo yechavin lotes ela imkin hiniach tefillin mikodem dechalakori kriyas shema li tefillin meyed edu sheker biatzmo. So the dago mervava points out over here, Rabbi Akiva Eger, excuse me, Dogel Merava and Rabbi Akiva Eker both point out that the only time you should rely on this shortened Shema in the Olam is if one is already wearing tefillin. Because to go ahead and recite Shema without reciting tefillin is as if one is giving false testimony about themselves. But of course, if one is unable to put on tefillin, one shouldn't miss out on Kriya Shema because of that. Because at the end of the day, tefillin and Shema are two distinct mitzvos, and they're not ma'akev one another. So here he adds an interesting syntax issue for the Olam, which we're not going to get into. But the point that the Mishnah, that the Rama is making over here is a very important point, which is that halacha lemaisa, if when one is davening, one is concerned that the tzibur may or may not go ahead and recite Shema in Zman Kriyat Shema. So ultimately, the halacha provides an interesting mechanism, which is in the beginning of Berachos HaShachar, right after Berachos HaShachar, there is the paragraph of the Olam Yehi Adam, and in there is the Shema. If one is concerned that the Tzibor may miss Zman Kriyat Shema, so he can go and he can recite right there Shema, just the paragraph of Shema, with V'yahavto Es Hashem Elokecha. And if one recites that, then ultimately, again, one has discharged their most basic obligation in Kriyat Shema. Because again, remember, I may have glossed over this part, so just to reiterate it, in Sif Koin Lamed Aleph in the Mishneh Berurah, so the Mishneh Berurah writes, Ubemokum Sher Shat Sibor Yavruz Man Kriyat Shema, Yechavin Libok in the Kriyat Shema, Veyechavin Lotes Bazeh HaMitzvahs Aseh de Kriyat Shema. Since if one is concerned that they may miss Kriyat Shema, one could have in mind with this shortened Kriyat Shema that they are Yotze this mitzvah. So interestingly enough, just want to point out that there's an interesting machlokis. So in this case over here, where one is concerned that the tzibur may miss Kriyat Shema, so I have the ability to recite Kriyat Shema right after Birchos HaShachar in the paragraph of Li'olam. The question is, what do I have to say in order to be Yotze Mei Mitzvah? So first opinion says you should say Shema and Baruch Shem Givol Machusol Li'olam Vo'ed. Second opinion says you should say Shema, Baruch Shem, as well as V'yahavta. And third opinion says that you should say all three paragraphs. So it appears that the halacha is, in the event that one is concerned about missing Kriyat Shema, that halacha lemaisa, if there is time to recite all three paragraphs there, that certainly would be preferable. But again, Mishnah Berurah qualifies this by saying that if one is concerned that they may miss Man Tefillah, in that circumstance, they should certainly daven ahead totally in order to be able to get Tefillah Bismana. But so we will stop over here. Emir Tashem will pick up at the beginning of Mem Zayin tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.